Yeah, I'm ready, Mr. J. Thanks for giving me a ride home. Yeah, we pretty much finished everything. The rest of the homework, I'll just do when I get home. Kristen was getting kind of tired, so... Can I talk to you? And can we go somewhere private? Okay. I really don't know how to say this. Okay. Mr. J, if I ever, like, couldn't go home for some reason, would I maybe be able to stay here for a short while? It's just that your house has become like a second home, and, you know, sometimes it feels more like home than anywhere else. I know it's small and there's not really room, and I don't know how it would work, but it wouldn't be for long. I'm in my senior year and I'll be leaving for college in 6 months. It's just that I don't think I can go back home. Well, my mom kind of hates me right now. I don't know. If I tell you, do you promise to keep it between us? Well, she thinks that me and her boyfriend have been doing stuff. Yeah, we did. But she's blaming it all on me and saying I was asking for it or something. He's been coming on to me whenever she's not home. And the other day, she came home when he was in my room, and I guess she just sensed this weird vibe. And that night I heard them arguing. She's hardly talked to me in 3 days. Steve stopped all contact with me too. But that didn't last long. Last night, he came into my room. And he woke me up. Sorry, this is hard to talk about. He tried to do stuff again. I don't know why I listened to him, but I did. Before that, we had only fooled around a little. He would touch me, and I would touch him sometimes. But last night, he said if I was gonna be his good girl, then I would have to get on my knees. So, he did. I don't want to make you uncomfortable. I just really need to tell somebody. He sat on the edge of my bed, and I got on the floor, and I did what he asked. At one point, he told me to get on my back on the floor, and he kind of got on me, and he just kind of finished on me. He was saying, like, I'm his good girl and his little cocksucker. And then he just came on me. And that's when the lights turned on and my mom was standing there. She started screaming and I just left. I grabbed my clothes and hid outside until the bus came in the morning. School ended and I came right here. So yeah, I really don't want to go home. I don't know what to do. Yeah, it's okay. You can rub my back like that. Thank you. It feels good. Actually, Do you think you could just hold me? Really? I can stay here for a couple of days? Thank you so much. I feel calm for like the first time in days. It feels really good to have gotten that off my chest. Can we sit just like this for a minute? I also feel kind of bad. I can't help but feel like it's kind of my fault. I just have this feeling of guilt. Like, I didn't stop him in the beginning when it was just touching. I don't know, maybe I liked it or something. Maybe I wanted him to do it. No, I know. I'm sure he knew what he was doing. I just wish I didn't let it get so far. This is nice. You holding me like this? Kristen's lucky to have such a nice dad. Anyway, I don't know how it even got that far. Like, I don't know when we started to cross the line. It was just flirtatious at first. Innocent, I guess. One day, we were watching a movie on the couch and just kind of sat close to each other. They've been dating a while and he's kind of like my stepdad, so I was like, I guess it's okay if we just cuddle a little, right? And he didn't mind. He was just kind of holding me while we sat there. That's okay, right? I mean, we're doing it, aren't we? I'm not doing anything wrong, am I? Letting you hold me like this? He started to rub my shoulders and we just got really comfortable with each other. I was really enjoying the massage and he said he could get a better angle if I sat on his lap, so I did. He never really had a real dad growing up, and I know I'm a little old for it, but I don't know, I thought it would be nice. It doesn't mean anything, right? Look, it was just like this. Can I? Please? Please, hold me like this. I just need to know that this is okay. That I didn't do anything wrong. That I wasn't asking for it. That I'm good. Thank you. I'm so grateful I can trust you. This was really all I wanted. To be held and cared for. You believe me, don't you? No, please. Just let me stay alone a little longer. Just hold me like this. It's really helping. I need to say the rest, because I need to understand. Well, his hands started to explore past my shoulders. He caressed my sides and began brushing against the sides of my boobs. I thought maybe it was unintentional, and I didn't want to be rude or offend him, so I let it go on, but I can't stop thinking how part of me was hoping that he would keep going. No, deep down, I know I wanted him to. I wanted his hands all over me. I just let it happen. He started rubbing my boobs through my shirt, and I wasn't wearing a bra, and I let him pull my shirt up, and I even leaned back against his body as he did it. After that, he started to rub my belly, and then he went lower, but he wouldn't go further. He made me ask him, "Do you want me to pull your panties down, baby girl?" "Yes," I told him. He made me say, "Please." Just say, "Please pull my panties down, Daddy." And I did. He slid them around my ankles and I leaned back against him on his lap and he started to rub me down there. He made me ask him to keep going. "Please rub my pussy, Daddy," he said. Eventually, I wanted to come, so I said anything he wanted. He said I was a bad girl for teasing him like I did, for sitting on his lap in my skimpy little outfit. He made me say it. He made me say I did it all on purpose. And I didn't know whether to believe it or not. I could feel his hard-on pressing into me. He said, "Little girls shouldn't tease their daddies like that unless they want something." "Do you want to come, baby?" he asked. "Please make me come, Daddy," I said. "Tell me you're bad," he said. "Tell me you're a whore." And I did. I told him, "I'm bad, Daddy. I'm a whore. I'm your whore. Yes, I'll do whatever you say." So, he took out his cock and said I had to touch it. And I did. I rubbed it. "Is that bad, Mr. J? Is it bad for little girls to touch their daddy's cocks? Can I touch your cock, Mr. J? Maybe then you could tell me if I was bad or not." I unzipped his pants like this and kissed his neck like this. And I stroked him. He made me tell him things. Things that weren't true. How I like to give hand jobs to the boys at school. He told him how in math class I was sitting next to a boy and how I took out his dick under the desk and I jerked him off in the back of class. Just like this, Daddy. I jerked him off just like this. He wanted to come so bad. I told him anything he wanted. I sat on his lap while he kept rubbing my pussy. He whispered in my ear and degraded me while I jerked him off. "That's right," he said. "Jerk me off like a good little girl. Jerk it. Jerk it, you little bitch." And I started to stroke him faster, to jerk him off, to pump his dick like this. "Is this bad? Do you think I'm bad yet?" I licked his neck and pumped his cock like he told me to. "Fuck it, little girl. Fuck it with your hand. That's a good little fucking whore. Am I, Mr. J? Am I a good little fucking whore for you? Is this what you want? To be your little bitch? Just like I was for him. You like making me do what you want? Make me touch your dick like this? Are you gonna nut for me? Maybe then you'll know if I'm bad." Will that answer the question? Maybe then you'll know what a slut I really am. What a slut my daddy made me. Why I can't go home anymore. Why I have to stay here with you. Stay here with you and jerk you off whenever you want. Yeah? Is that what you like? Making me dirty? Just like he did? Do you like this? Taking advantage of my trust? Making me a whore for you? Will I jerk you off? It's okay, Mr. J. I know you can't help it. I could feel your heart on as soon as I started talking. As soon as I sat in your lap and I told you how my daddy took advantage of me. You liked hearing that, didn't you? You wanted to do those things to me. To make me yours. You're not like him, are you? You'll take care of me, won't you? Then I won't have to share you with Mom. Do you want to come for me? Make me dirty? Make me your dirty girl. Mr. J, if I make you come, will you be my daddy? Come on my face like he did? Call me a whore and bust all over my face. And will you be my daddy? Will you take care of me? My daddy. I'll be good to you. Can I be good to you? I'll suck your dick, daddy. Yeah. Can I suck it for you? I didn't tell you the whole truth, Mr. J. He made me do a lot. In the car. One time, after my mom left for work, he let me suck his dick under the kitchen table. He made me suck it until I loved it. Until I would beg him. Yes, Daddy, I'll show you. I'll show you how I suck my daddy's dick. How I can beg for it. I'll beg for you. If you'll be my daddy. Can I be your cocksucker? Can I suck your dick, Daddy? Please. Will you make me dirty? Like he did? Make me your little girl? Your little cocksucker? Make me suck you off until you come. Not in my dirty little mouth. Yeah? Are you gonna come in my little girl mouth? Okay, Daddy. You can. You can go in my little mouth. Yeah, Daddy, like that. Is this what you like? Little girl sucking you off. Yes, Daddy, I'm your whore. Yeah. I'm your cocksucker. Yeah, I'm in my throat, Daddy. I'll choke on it like a good girl. Yeah, while you're allowed. Ah.